Coronavirus, Christ, and the Church, Part 16. They were now face to face with the little brother they tried to kill, but the circumstances were quite different. He could easily pay them back, and they knew it. Yet Joseph's words to them are as shocking as they are comforting. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result. Genesis 50, verse 20. God is never the author of evil, yet he sovereignly uses evil for good. That includes being sold into slavery. That includes the spread of a deadly virus. Our Trinity Church family has not physically worshiped together for 7 long weeks, compliments of COVID-19. How could this happen? We've heard wildly divergent theories on who is to blame. Regardless of which one of these you're inclined to believe, there is one thing I know for sure. God meant it for good. Perhaps one illustration may help. Each of the last 7 Sundays, my wife Nancy and I invited a small group of men to watch the Sunday webcast with us, men who live alone, whom we didn't want to have to worship alone. One of them used to work with a gentleman named Gary, who was stuck here in Greenville due to the coronavirus, unable to fly to New York City. Gary noticed Bob's worship guide and began asking questions, which led to an invitation. And next week, Gary visited our Sunday morning meeting. He listened to the sermon, was involved in answering questions, and even asked questions of his own. Since the next week was Easter, he decided to come back again, and for the next 3 weeks after that, too. Now, I pray for opportunities to share the gospel with people, not just to say a few words or hand out a pamphlet, although I'm thankful for that, but opportunities to explain the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only did I have the joy of doing that these past 6 weeks in my own home with Gary, someone I didn't even know, I also had the joy of watching my brothers review the gospel with him too. And not only this, we each shared how we became followers of Christ, how the gospel changed our lives and was continuing to do so. As we ate donuts and drank coffee and juice, each Sunday morning, I noticed that Gary always listened carefully and seemed genuinely interested. I have no doubt that the Lord is at work in his life. This is just one illustration. God meant it for good. This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church, Greer, South Carolina.